All right, we're on Jazz Street with Rochester Music Hall of Famer Joe Locke. Joe, first, congratulations on that amazing, amazing award.
That was such an honor, man, you know, to be in the company of people like Steve Gadd and Ron Carter and all the great people who are associated with music in Rochester. It was a big honor for me. You know, I remember being a kid and sneaking into the Eastman Theater here to hear concerts and rehearsals. I used to sneak in the afternoon in the side door just to listen to rehearsals. And to be on that stage receiving that honor had great meaning for me, Derek. So really, really wonderful.
So Joe, give us an idea. What was it like to be you growing up in the 70s, playing with all the people coming through Rochester, along with Spider Martin, and being part of that amazing Rochester scene as a kid?
It was an amazing scene because you had everything that was going on here at the Eastman, and people like Stan Getz and Bob Brookmeyer would come through. And then you had a grassroots scene. There were clubs in the black community like the People's Club, the F&S Lounge, Jenks and Jones, and a bunch of players who were based here but who were world-class musicians. And there was people like Steve Davis, who had played with John Coltrane's band, and Vinnie Ruggiero, who played with George Coleman back in New York, and Slide Hampton, and people like that. Tommy Robinson, who was a world-class tenor player, Cecil Bartholomew, David Ruggles. So I cut my teeth with those cats, and I was 15, 16 years old, and I got my butt kicked, but with love. And they really brought me along, took me under their wing, and by the time I moved to New York at 20, I was ready, man. So I'm really grateful for the scene that was here in the 70s and the early 80s. Joe Romano, Sal Nistico, you know, all the people who used to come through. So, yeah, it was a really healthy, healthy scene.
Speaking with Joe Locke, so Joe, give us an idea of your show tonight. Who are you playing with, and what's it going to sound like?
Well, for me, I'm playing with two musicians who operate on a higher frequency. I've had the pleasure of playing with some great musicians, you know, all over the world, but Jeffrey Keyser, the pianist, and Tommy Smith, the saxophonist, for me, are the very best on their individual instruments and really sublime musicians. We're going to be in a chamber trio setting. Each of us is contributing a couple of songs, and it's just going to be a beautiful three-way musical conversation. So I'm excited about it. And it's great to be home, man.
Yeah, welcome back.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Beautiful, Derek. Thanks for everything you do, too, man. Beautiful.